if we really want to jumpstart this industry, which I think would be appropriate, let's just not rein in the horse yet.
Nothing like getting your hands dirty first thing in the morning. Taking pride for what you can get accomplished before breakfast. Having, if you will, a passion for what it is that you do. Exposing redcoats. Now that first guy, that was Senator Bill Landon from Frontier Republican Central Natrona County. So not really that big of a surprise that he's a redcoat, but this is the first time that he's appeared on the program. So I think we should just make him feel as wonderful and as welcome as this guy.
Whoa, I think you got to stop and take a look at what you're doing here. I speak against this because it kind of reminds me of that fairy tale, Cinderella.
Interestingly enough, Senator Bill Landon and good old Representative Bill Henderson have more in common than you would even think. Both of them like movies. Now, of course, Representative Henderson, he's interested in the Disney classics like Cinderella, and Senator Bill Landon, well, he likes newer movies, specifically those newer movies that you, the taxpayer, are going to foot the bill for. You didn't know that, did you? All this time growing up, we all wanted to be movie stars. Well, actually, we've all done one better, because now we're the people that produce the movies. Outstanding efforts of the silver screen. Just like this one.
And seeing an animal like an apatosaurus starring in a movie is a really great thing to see as a paleontologist, because when I see the good dinosaur and I see a dinosaur like Arlo, it's not only showcasing dinosaur that's very much a Wyoming dinosaur, one that we find a lot of, one that we know a lot about, and one that's littered across this entire state, it's showing it as a living animal, responding to danger, responding to, you know, even more human emotions like friendship, love, concern. Again, we're showing them as living, breathing creatures rather than just stoic mounts in a museum.
That's great! That's what I'm gonna stop!
I know, right? Just Academy Award-worthy content right there. And the best part, we all paid for it. I thought you'd agree with that. Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to Morning Reload on Cowboy State Politics from high above all other stupidly pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. This is the segment of the program where we give you a little Monday morning ammunition to use against those stupid liberal irritants that would try to interrupt your morning cup of coffee. And it's brought to you this morning by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for a garage or an outbuilding or a barn or a roping arena or really any type of structure, well, then you should call Nick or Jesse at Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. The easiest place to find Cowboy State Politics is right from the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden and you don't know a damn thing, well, then you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. Okay, so that dumb bit about the dinosaur, well, that was a production of Wyoming Public Media that you, the Wyoming taxpayer, paid for. And the whole thing was played during the TRW committee hearing from last Thursday and Friday. What is TRW? Well, that would be Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. And they're discussing giving $3 million to Hollywood. Yep, that's what I said. $3 million. Well, here's Senator Salazar to tell you all about it.
We would take a look at a rebate system by which, from the testimony that we heard, it gives more flexibility for those coming to take advantage of that. So that's my suggestion if anyone wants to.
And Senator Salazar, is that a suggestion or a motion?
That's a motion.
Okay.
And if we were looking at a dollar amount up to, my preference would be up to $3 million.
Okay.
Now, does that tell you anything about what's going on? No, of course it doesn't. The only thing that it really tells you is they're going to spend $3 million of your money on some sort of incentive program, presumably an incentive that's going to go to Hollywood. You know, those poor guys that produce movies and stuff. Well, anyway, there was only one vote against this, and that was Representative Mark Jennings. That's right. The vote in that committee hearing was 13-1. There was only one member of that committee that stood up and said, you know, maybe we shouldn't be giving money to Hollywood to produce these dumb films. Here's what he had to say.
It's understandable that the tourism people would like this. I totally get that, and it's understandable why the industry would like this. And it's even understandable why local governments would like this. It's understandable why individuals that have personally benefited from this would be supportive. What's not as well understood is holding this idea up against the Wyoming Constitution. It no doubt has merit as a money maker or a potential money maker. And it's easy to vote for that diversity, but it's not as popular to vote against government picking winners and losers. And in this case, we're picking Hollywood as the winners and the losers being small businesses around this state who have struggled in the last year and a half just to keep their doors open.
And it's actually worse than that. These 13 redcoats on the TRW committee know that the general public is not going to be in favor of them spending $3 million of our money to support the Hollywood movie industry. And yet, they're going to do it anyway. Here's Redcoat Bill Landon saying pretty much that.
I would just say that there was a lot of lobby pressure to eliminate this program. And the minute we draft this, I just want to caution the committee that you're going to get hit. And there are people who can't believe that we would consider an incentive program like this. I disagree with them, and I'm going to be prepared to take something forward if the committee is in support. It feels like we are, and I think it's appropriate. I like Representative Sweeney's thought, Madam Chairman, that if we let's put a placeholder in there and let's not limit ourselves right off the bat. We may want, if we really want to jumpstart this industry, which I think would be appropriate, let's just not rein in the horse yet. Couple of cautions. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Senator.
I don't know what's worse, that Senator Bill Landon already knows that taxpayers are going to be against giving $3 million of their money to Hollywood, or that he's prepared to go ahead and vote for it anyway and ignore what his constituents are going to say. But Representative Jennings' point is well taken. A lot of Wyoming families can barely pay their bills, and here we are talking about giving $3 million of their money to Hollywood, a group that doesn't even really need it. Worse than that, it's probably not even constitutional. A memorandum that was handed out to committee members pretty much tells you exactly that they're stretching the constitutionality of giving taxpayer dollars to private corporations. Let me read it to you from the Wyoming Constitution. Article 16, Section 6, and I quote, "Neither the state nor the county, city, township, town, school district, or any other political subdivision shall loan or give its credit or make donations to or in aid of any individual, association, or corporation, except for the necessary support of the poor," end quote. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Hollywood does not qualify as the poor. And here's the worst part about this whole dumb vote. The idea was brought by Senator Tim Salazar, allegedly one of the more conservative members of the Wyoming State Senate. And it was voted on by allegedly conservative people on the committee, one of which being Jeremy Haroldson from Platte County. Yep, that's what I said. A member of the Freedom Caucus voted for it. Disgraceful. Well, anyway, we've got to get around this whole idea that we can just give taxpayer dollars to anybody that we want in favor of any stupid idea that we want, like making movies. I mean, come on, guys. I posted a link to the whole committee hearing at cowboystatepolitics.com, as well as a committee member packet that was obtained by Cowboy State Politics. In it, you'll find the ridiculous proposal and a memorandum saying that it pretty much isn't constitutional. Fantastic, huh? Well, have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.